Can Donald Sterling stop the Los Angeles Clippers from being sold to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer? A California Superior Court judge is supposed to decide that $2 billion question at a four-day trial starting today in downtown L.A. But just before the 4th, Sterling's lawyers filed to move the case to federal court, and last night his wife, Shelley, filed an emergency brief to stop the case from going to federal court. Today, the proceedings were delayed to take that mini-battle up. Ben Bergman is a business reporter at KPCC. He joins us from NPR West in Culver City. So, Ben, you're in limbo.
Yes, procedural limbo is what the lawyers are calling it. The Superior Court judge wants to wait until there's a ruling from the federal court judge. We don't know exactly when that will be, but it could be just a matter of hours for this delay.
Well, Shelley Sterling's side said that this motion from her husband was just another delaying tactic. Why would Donald Sterling want this move to another court?
To delay it. It seems very clear that he wants this to go on as long as possible. And the reason is because the NBA owners are scheduled to vote on approving the sale of the team to Microsoft, former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, next Tuesday. He wants that deadline to pass. That's also the same day that the agreement that Shelley Sterling has with Ballmer is set to expire. So it's very important for Sterling to drag this out as long as possible.
And what's at hand here? What's being disputed in the case? What is he saying about why it's illegal that she is selling the team?
The four-day trial that was supposed to start today is about whether Shelley Sterling followed the rules of the trust she set up with Donald during happier times. Donald Sterling's lawyers argue he was essentially tricked by Shelley Sterling into being examined by two doctors who declared him mentally unfit. That, under the terms of the trust, meant Sterling no longer was in control of the trust that owned the Clippers. Donald's side argues one of those doctors is compromised because she was seen having dinner and drinks with Donald and Shelley soon after the examination, and Donald picked up the bill.
And why would that compromise her?
Well, because they say that this doctor was unduly influenced and that the whole process was rigged by Shelley Sterling.
Well, and so this trial is not about Donald Sterling's mental capacity. It's about how Shelley Sterling determined it.
It was originally going to be about the mental capacity. Lots of testimony from doctors was expected, but now it's just about the procedures of the trust.
Yeah. So what happens now?
That's a good question, because the best case scenario for Donald Sterling is somehow he wins this case, which seems unlikely, but just say he does. So he would still be the owner, but not for much longer, because the NBA has made very clear it will remove him. So if that happens and there's a forced sale, the team would be very unlikely to fetch the shockingly high $2 billion price that Steve Ballmer is paying. So that's one of the things that Shelley Sterling is arguing in probate court. She is acting in the best interest of the trust, helping sell the team for the very maximum value. Remember that Donald Sterling himself would pocket about $600 million from this sale after taxes. And as I said, Shelley Sterling wants a judge to rule as quickly as possible before NBA owners meet next week. The NBA has made it clear there's no scenario in which Donald Sterling would still be owner of the team when they take the court this fall.
Given that, why? I mean, we just have a couple seconds here, but given that the NBA has said, we will remove you, why is Donald Sterling doing this?
Well, this is a man that has defied conventional logic for a long time. He is someone who likes to hang on at any cost, and he doesn't really care what other people think. He says he wants to own the team, and he says he's determined to do whatever it takes to do that.
Ben Bergman, business reporter at KPCC in Los Angeles, awaiting the outcome, a decision of just where this trial will take place. Ben, thank you.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Here and Now.